Well, we've told you that censorship was coming, that intimidation of free speech was coming. Hey, it hit home with me last night.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Well, my body is a little bit worn out. I've been a little bit under the weather this week. No, that was nothing collapsing. That was just a clock on my desk falling over, the atomic clock that tells me the exact time to the second. But a little bit worn out, throat a little sore, nose a little stuffed. But my spirit is strong, and I am thrilled to be with you today on The Line of Fire with a very important broadcast. Please take this number down if you'd like to get in the conversation and weigh in. The number is 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Also, I would encourage you to weigh in on my Facebook page, which is Ask Dr. Brown, Ask Dr. Brown, one word, on Facebook. All right. I have said for years that activists, gay activists who came out of the closet 40-plus years ago, fighting for what in their minds was equality, tolerance, they who have come out of the closet want to put you and me in the closet. Those who were bullied in the past will try to bully us. Those who said their freedoms were restricted in the past will seek to restrict ours. It is no surprise, and we have carefully documented it in A Queer Thing Happened to America in case after case after case after case. Across America, freedoms of speech are being taken away. Across America, freedoms of religious expression are being taken away. Freedoms of conscience are being taken away. Across America, in Canada, in England, in other countries, we hear about it on almost a daily basis. I'm on the radio doing shows for other networks and other hosts talking about these very issues as they come up. And I know in different ways that I get opposed, and I know there are people who would like to silence me, but it hit home on Facebook, of all places. Now, as soon as you have the opportunity, please go to townhall.com. This is a community effort, friends. This is all of us, all of us together making a difference. I will get my throat clear in a moment. There we go. If you need to clear your throat, do it with me. We'll all take a second to do that. Friends, go to townhall.com and read my article, The Facebook Censor Strikes. Oh, yeah. This is what happened. On Facebook, along with my personal page, we have our ministry page, which is where most of you connect with me, Ask Dr. Brown, A-S-K-D-R Brown. And then we have a couple of other pages. One is for my book, A Queer Thing Happened to America. If you don't have the book yet, I'll tell you how you can not only get it, but get into the hands of key leaders across America a little bit later in the broadcast. And this is a very important time to be educated in these subjects, friends. In fact, this is the principal social moral issue that we are dealing with in our generation, and the generation to which we'll have to answer to God and our society and our kids and grandkids, which is why we talk about it, especially on a Wednesday, where our focus here on The Line of Fire is on the world, on moral and cultural issues. My book, A Queer Thing Happened to America, has a page on Facebook. Yesterday, I got a note from the man who had posted that page for us, created it for us. His Facebook account was locked. Facebook shut his account down. Why? There was a note that they sent him containing a copy of the front cover of my book, which is on our page on Facebook, and stating, "We remove the following content you posted or were the administrator of because it violates Facebook's statements of rights and responsibilities." Not only is that completely bogus. You get a few people organize complaints against a site or a book. That's what happens, all right? Not only did it not violate anything in the statement of rights and responsibilities, which I read carefully there tonight, but Facebook has every kind of vulgar, horrific, unclean, anti-God, anti-Jesus, anti-Israel pages imaginable. And those go there without a problem. We'll talk about it. Stay right here.
The
God of light, hear our cry, send the fire.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Again, the number to call, 866-348-7884 to get in the discussion. I'm about to bring on a guest who is a firsthand witness to what happens with intimidation from the gay activist community. Friends, these things are upon us. This is not speculation. When I wrote A Queer Thing Happened to America, the reason it's 700 pages long with 1,500 endnotes is because I was meticulously documenting what's already happened. We don't need to just predict the future. These things are upon us. I'm talking about censorship of free speech. I'm talking about people who have an agenda to shut you down, seeking to do it, and others just bowing down to it, caving into it. I've said those who oppose us and our message have as their mantra, we will intimidate and we will manipulate until you capitulate. You say, what happens when you refuse to capitulate? Well, you suffer the consequences in the natural, but of course, with God, truth will triumph. So not only does Facebook yesterday pull my Facebook page linking to my book, A Queer Thing Happened to America. And again, neither the book nor anything on the page violate any of Facebook's community standards, but they have websites. They have Facebook pages, utterly vile Facebook pages. Here, I'll come to a few more later in the broadcast. There's an I Hate Israel one in Arabic with over 112,000 likes. That means people that visit it or agree with it. There is a blank Israel, the F word, blank Israel website, 54,827 likes, and the emblem features a fully clothed man wiping his backside with an Israeli flag. And this is fine. This is up there. That's fine. How about this anti-Israel website with 1,434 likes? It contains a large banner proclaiming Israel murderers, and for its emblem, it features a Star of David in a red circle with the nose slash all bathed in blood. You've got site after like those, and much worse. Those are not in violation of Facebook's community standards, but the page for A Queer Thing Happened to America allegedly was. All right, I want to bring on the phone with us now from Massachusetts, Brian Kammacher, who is one of the leaders of Mass Resistance. And he has been hit in a way much more directly than I have, because this affects the very website that is their means of communication. So, Brian, thanks for taking some time out to join me on the air today.
It's great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Brian, we've talked to you and to Amy Contrada, your coworker, over the years, but just tell our listeners again the purpose of Mass Resistance, why you have that website and that organization.
Mass Resistance is a pro-family group. We've been around, about 17 years. We started out in Massachusetts. We got the early in the 1990s, we got the Parents' Rights Bill passed, protecting kids in the schools. We lobby for good bills. We lobby against bad bills. And one of the things that we've done is inform people of the homosexual agenda in the public schools. Some of the stuff that we've exposed has made national news over and over again. It helped remove Kevin Jennings as Barack Obama's safe school czar from the Department of Education last year. We were working with members of Congress. We have exposed an enormous amount of material over the years, and we've sort of worked across the country.
And for folks that may not be familiar with Mass Resistance, this is not a Republican right-wing organization. This is a family organization. In fact, your website is one of the main sources for criticism of Governor Romney, is it not?
Yeah, it is. We had a first-hand view of Governor Romney, and Governor Romney, which we've documented, helped set up a lot of these, gay groups in the schools. And interestingly, some of our biggest allies in the legislature have been Democrats. We got our Parents' Rights Bill through largely with help from Democrats as opposed to Republicans.
Yeah,
so we are bipartisan in that sense.
Yeah, it's very important that our listeners understand that these are issues of what we'd say in a religious sense are righteousness issues, more broadly family issues, and there are Jews and Christians and secular people involved with these as well because they are family issues. Well, Brian, what happened recently now that has caused a severe backlash against your whole organization?
Well, back in 2007, a homosexual activist named Adam Flanders in Maine was involved with one of these gay youth groups that we're always trying to warn people about. And he wrote a letter about what goes on in those groups, including his own involvement with having sexual relations with a 14-year-old boy. And he wrote this letter, and he distributed it publicly. He sent it to two police departments. He sent it to government agencies. He sent it to the local newspapers. And he sent it to some pro-family groups. And he encouraged people to post it, which we did back in January 2007. Well, it turns out that after that, two things happened. One, he was convicted of molesting this 14-year-old boy, and he's currently a registered sex offender, but he also wants none of this to be posted anymore. So he went around to pro-family groups that had it posted and threatened to sue them unless they took it down. They all took it down except us. And what he did is he was very, very angry. He claimed that by simply having his public letter posted, that we were harassing him, even though we were in a different state and had it up for 5 years.
Let me just jump in. Why in the first place did he send it out publicly with that kind of information?
According to the letter, I guess he had some kind of a change of heart where he wanted to expose what was going on. And then he decided he didn't want to do that. I guess what happened is many of the homosexual activists got to him and said, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure. I'm just speculating in that sense. But for whatever reason, he decided that he did not want that on. He got a judge in Maine to get a restraining order against me personally for having it up on the website, even though I live in a different state and I'd never had any personal interaction with him at all. This is the kind of lengths that he went to and that the corrupt liberal judges were willing to do. Well,
unreal.
If that wasn't enough, he went to, last week, he went to our web hosting company, which was a company called Host Excellence in Kentucky, and threatened them if they didn't, take down our site. And they did. Even though I explained to them that this guy was a registered sex offender, he'd been convicted of these crimes, and that we were simply posting something that he had written himself and had encouraged people to post, they decided that they didn't want, they told me, look, it's a business decision. We just don't want to tangle with these guys. And our site is down. We're trying to get it back up right now. This has been days.
Right, and this is the hub of everything you do. You have tons of people going there for information. I send people there all the time. I go there for information as well. And that's the hub of what you do. And I know the sacrificial budget that you folks operate on. It's mind-boggling that you've gotten as much done as you have. And you were involved in New York, weren't you, trying to speak truth to some of the Republicans who came there?
When the New York legislature was debating their marriage thing, we were there in the State House in Albany, personally talking to the senators. We've done the same thing in Rhode Island when they were debating it. We were in we testified in the Maryland State House when they were debating it. We were in New Hampshire when they were debating it. We've been very active in Maine and many other states on these issues. So, yeah, we've been all over. I think we do cover a lot of ground, come to think of it.
Yeah, it is. It is amazing. Brian, why is it that people are so easily caving in the business world, in the religious world, in the political world? It seems just like a little pressure, and people completely cave in. What's going on?
They're afraid of the homosexual movement. Many of them are sympathetic to it. Many of them think that it's some kind of civil rights movement or something, but a lot of them are afraid, and our side does not make as much noise as they do and is not as aggressive as they are. But it is hideous. I mean, it is horrible. Police departments, you know, police departments, at least in big cities, are incredibly pro-gay and anti-family. We've seen that over and over again. It's very, very scary. I could go on and on about our experience.
Yeah, you think of
that.
The implications of it. We've had to work well, work hard to have a good relationship with the local police during a gay pride event, but we understand many other places there have been all kinds of problems where you just show up somewhere to do what is completely your legal right to do in a non-offensive way, and you become the bad guy. Hey, Brian, I'm sure you know there are a lot of people of faith who are praying for you, and as soon as the Mass Resistance website is back up with a new host, we will get the word out as loudly and clearly as we can. Thanks for taking a strong stand, Brian.
Thank you very much, Michael. I appreciate it.
All right.
The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
You know, the more people try to silence you, the more we raise our voices and speak with clarity. That's what we must do as followers of Jesus. Look, it's a real concern when someone standing up for family and standing up for righteous values has a website shut down, as Mass Resistance did for the reasons you just heard from Brian Kammacher. That's a cause for real concern. And that's something that he and his team do for everything other than personal gain. They do it for the good of others. And they do it on a very tight budget. When your whole website gets taken down for unethical reasons, that's a cause for concern. When something on a more minor level strikes home with me, but it's completely unethical, completely unrighteous. I get an email from Facebook, weekly update of all of my pages, and a queer thing happened to America. It's disappeared. The link, the page for my book has disappeared. They don't even send me a note of explanation or anything. We're in the process of seeking to contact them and call them to account and encouraging others to do so. If you haven't yet gone to Town Hall, go to townhall.com and click on my article. Read it. The Facebook censor strikes. And remember, this is at the same time. I'm going to substitute J for Jesus because this is just too offensive to read. My page allegedly violated community standards, statement of rights and responsibilities, which it did not. 100% did not. Period. There's no debating it. Just didn't. However, pages like this are allowed to stay on Facebook. Again, I'm going to substitute J for Jesus because it's just too offensive to read. Hitler fetus is our J. Yeah, that's a Facebook page. Zombie J. Mm-hmm. How about this one? I hate J. Again, it says Jesus, but I'm just not going to read those words. It has this blurb. Burning churches, stapling nuns, eating your expletive, whilst expletive your mother. This is allowed. And this had more likes than the page for Queer Thing Happened to America. Do you understand the hypocrisy of what we're dealing with? Do you understand the bigotry? Do you understand that censorship is coming your way, friends? And that if we back into a corner and say, well, this doesn't really pertain to me. Well, I'm not just going to rock the boat here. Do you understand that you are capitulating? Do you understand that what you're doing is tying both hands behind your back and tying your feet before you get into a fight? I'm talking spiritually speaking. Because we're not physically fighting people. There's the famous quote from the German pastor Martin Niemöller. I want to make this clear. I am not comparing gay activists to Hitler and the Nazis. Say it out loud with me. I am not comparing gay activists to Hitler and the Nazis. I'm comparing a situation in terms of how people respond. German pastor Martin Niemöller said, first they came for the Jews, but I didn't speak up because I wasn't a Jew. And they came for the communists. I didn't speak up because I wasn't a communist. They came for the trade unionists, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a trade unionist. He goes on with his list. Finally, they came for me, and there was no one left to speak up for me. That's where we are at today. I mentioned to you a few months back that a major, media leader, a leader in Christian media, one of the most respected men in the nation, said to me face to face, "I appreciate what you're doing as long as you can do it." Those were basically his words. "I appreciate the stand that you are taking as long as you're able to take it, because censorship could come to Christian airways." If you didn't hear the case of Elaine Photography, it's been ongoing for a few years, but now an appeal has been shot down, so there's another appeal in process. Young Christian couple in New Mexico have a photography company named Elaine Photography. The wife does the photography work. She was asked to do a shoot for a horror show, and she declined because it's just not what she wanted to do as a Christian. She's asked to do a shoot for a lesbian commitment ceremony. She declined because it's not what she wanted to do as a Christian. Well, the lesbian couple sued her, and she was found guilty of discrimination. Guilty of discrimination because New Mexico law says you can't discriminate based on sexual orientation or gender identity. So she discriminated against sexual orientation. You say, you got to be kidding. No. And the courts ruled against her, as far as I know, twice now. Friends, we're not talking about preaching a controversial message from the pulpit. We're talking about your own freedoms of conscience as a business person. That's where things stand today. I may be fighting through a cough and some sickness in my body, but I want to tell you, friends, in Jesus' name, we are not backing down from exalting Jesus in our society. We are not backing down from reaching out around the world on the mission field. We are not backing down for standing for righteousness here in America. By God's grace, we will not compromise our convictions for the sake of convenience. We will not mollify the message to get by in an easier way. When it's time to speak the truth, we will speak it. And at the same time, we will call Christians everywhere to pray and fast for the salvation of homosexual men and women. At the same time, we will call Christians everywhere to get God's heart, God's compassion for those with same-sex attraction, whether they're wanted attractions or not. God's compassion for those struggling with gender identity. These are critical issues we must deal with. Our kids are dealing with them every day in the schools. One radio host on Long Island said to me the other day, "Hey, I warn folks in the morning drive if I'm going to talk about these issues, but then I remind them, you're dropping your kids off at school. You don't want me to talk about this on Christian radio," but they're hearing it in school from teachers and peers. And they're hearing it in a way very different than what we would say and we would present. All right. Will you partner with me? You can do something tangible. It is so essential that we get A Queer Thing Happened to America into the hands of Christian leaders, educators, pastors around the nation, and that every believer reads it for himself, for herself. You'll understand why there's such opposition to the book. And by the way, the reason for the title is because queer has been a cool mainstream word for years now. That's why I used it. You have kids learning vocabulary like genderqueer in their schools. I own the Queer Bible Commentary. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy was a big hit. That's why I used the term to say, look at how things have changed. What we're doing this week is something that will bless you and you'll bless others as well. And stand with me today. Let's do something together. For your gift of $50, we'll send you a copy of A Queer Thing Happened to America, 700-page hardcover book. We'll send you a copy of the book, plus a CD of my message, Holy Desperation. You can listen to it in your car. You can listen to it in your computer. One of the most powerful, important messages on spiritual hunger I've ever brought in my life. We'll send you the book and the CD. Plus, you will sponsor two books, two copies of A Queer Thing Happened to America to get into the hands of key pastors, African-American pastors, Southern Baptist pastors, academics in America, Republican and Democrat, different presidential candidates and political leaders. The book is getting into key hands all around the country. We need your sponsorship to help. You'll get a copy of the book. You'll get a copy of the CD, Holy Desperation Message, and you'll sponsor two books going out to others. That's basically $100 of material. Your gift of $50 will pay for that today. And if you become a torchbearer today with your first gift of $50, all right, and say, I want to support you on a monthly basis, we'll do the same thing. We'll send you the books and send those books out in your name. Here's the number to call to stand with us, 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978. It's time for revolution, friends, a Jesus revolution, a world-changing revolution coming from God's people full of the Spirit in Jesus' name. Let's do this together, 1-800-278-9978, or go to askdrbrown.org. Click on the online bookstore. Let's do this.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
What a joy to be with you on the air, and how I thank God for the opportunity to raise my voice on the airwaves and to speak out for righteousness. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven." He said, that's how the prophets were persecuted before me. Therefore, you should rejoice. So he told his disciples, when we're persecuted for the name of Jesus, when we're persecuted for sharing the gospel, when we're persecuted for standing for truth, when we're opposed for righteousness, we rejoice. It's a good sign. It can be unpleasant because we see hypocrisy, because we see bigotry, because we see injustice. That can be grievous. But friends, when we have brothers and sisters around the world literally dying for the faith, when I have literally washed the feet of martyrs' widows in India, whose husbands were killed for preaching the gospel in Hindu areas or other dangerous areas, when I have literally stood at the gravesite of grads from our ministry school who have given their lives for the gospel, the fact that we get a little opposition here in America, the fact that people come after us and harass us, the fact that people threaten us verbally, the fact that there'll be bullying against us and pulling down of our websites and our web pages and intimidation against teachers in schools and business people and religious leaders and so on, that's just par for the course. That's just par for the course. I am not equating having my Facebook page for Queer Thing Happened to America, getting that pulled. I'm not equating that with persecution where believers are laying their lives down or facing prison sentences or families being separated because of the gospel. But I am saying that if we don't speak now, if we don't raise our voices now, if we don't do what's right now when these little things are happening, we will have no excuse when the big things happen. Can you imagine? Can you imagine a situation? We talked about it a moment ago with Brian Kammerker from Mass Resistance, where he has on his website a letter that was made public by someone who is now a registered sex offender, talking about the abuses that go on at gay clubs and gay straight alliances and things like that that cater to young people. This guy apparently has a change of heart, posts this letter, wants it widely distributed. Mass Resistance puts it up on the website in a different state, in fact, where they're located, several years ago. Now he insists it gets pulled down. He gets a judge to take out a restraining order against one of the leaders of Mass Resistance because they have a letter that he wrote publicly on their website, and then threatens the host, the web host for this service. For those who aren't familiar with the internet, you don't just put your stuff online. You have someone hosting it. There's some service that hosts it, and you pay them to host it, and then they're the ones that maintain it. They get threatened with a lawsuit, and they back down, even though they're backing down to a man who's a registered sex offender who has no right to have this public letter pulled. We certainly pray for the man's salvation, that he'll come to repentance and salvation and find the Lord. Friends, if this doesn't concern you today, then don't go calling me shocked tomorrow. Don't call me a month from now or a year from now when it comes knocking at your own door. Don't call me a year from now when you get fired from your school because you took issue with some of the gay activism that was taking place in your school. Oh yeah, you can call me. But don't be surprised because you're being forewarned. It is time for us to speak. It is time for us to be unashamed of our convictions, not with an obnoxious, angry tone, not with hate, but with the truth of God in our hearts, in our minds. I'll share a little bit more about some of the stuff that's on Facebook, some of the responses that I got when I posted this information yesterday. The Facebook censor strikes. They strike you next, friend.
The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks, friends, for joining us today on The Line of Fire. Michael Brown, delighted to be with you. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Jesus told his disciples that they needed to proclaim his message publicly. And he said that what is whispered one day is going to be shouted from the rooftops the next. Jesus said, don't fear those who kill the body but can't kill the soul. Right now in America, we're not being threatened with physical death. We're not being threatened. Look, I've had to do public events. We've been required to have security. We've been required to have security because of concerns from gay activists, from concerns from Muslim activists. And each time I felt there was no need for the security, I personally didn't feel there was going to be an issue. But we've had to have it. We've been required to have it by some of the sponsoring events. You cannot use our facility unless you have police presence because they were concerned about the controversies that would arise. But for the most part, at this stage of the game, I don't personally feel like we are being threatened physically for standing for righteousness. Will it come? Could it come? Of course. We talked about that on the air on Monday. But there is another type of intimidation that comes our way. There is often a more subtle type. There is the loss of popularity, the loss of support, the opposition of people who will now speak against you or boycott you, or the opposition of those who will fight against you in cyber ways, trying to hack your websites, trying to do other things to discredit you, trying to shut you down. And there are many believers who are not used to conflict, and when they encounter conflict, they shut down, or they shut up, or they back down, or they back up. Retreat spells defeat. Retreat spells defeat. Holy, godly defiance spells triumph. What kind of defiance? Not angry, not fleshly, like you're going to work somebody up and get them mad. No. Where you pray, where you worship God, and where you say, here we take our stand, and we're not moving, because this is true, and this is right. Look, there are churches all across America where pastors and leaders are afraid to speak up because they may lose some members, because a big tither may get offended, because the local newspaper may blast them, because if things are unpopular for the church, it's hard for their kids in their schools. And look, let's not be so critical of this. Let's recognize that many churches run on very slim budgets, and they can barely pay, say, the children's pastor, or they can barely cover the support for the orphanage in Haiti. And if they're going to lose money, well, what are they going to tell these families? That's where we have to determine. We serve God, not man. That's where we have to determine. Better to do what's right and lose everything than to compromise and keep things. Jesus said, if you save your life, you lose it. If you lose your life for my sake and the gospel, you will find it. Friend, time for us to take a stand and do what is right regardless of cost or consequences. Time for us to follow the example of Jesus and the apostles and leaders through church history and leaders around the world today who are saying, we will do what's right, not because it is convenient. We will do what's right, not because it is cost-effective. We will do what's right, not because it is popular. We will do what's right because it is right, and we will glorify God, whether by life or by death. You cross that line first, and then all these other things are just mild provocations. If you haven't heard yet what prompted me to talk about this today on the air, I've written up in my article, The Facebook Censor Strikes. Please go to townhall.com, read the article so you can be informed and understand what's going on. And when you go there, if you're on Facebook, click recommend. If you use Twitter, click tweet. If you use Google Circle Friends, it's what, G+1, click that to get this out as widely as possible. Facebook has removed the page from my book, A Queer Thing Happened to America. They shut down the account of my colleague, who used to be our IT man. They shut down his account because he was the one who created that page over a year ago. meaning that some folks decided to target that page. Friends, it happens all the time. We have this documented. Other colleagues have documented it, where you'll get a few gay activists or a group, and they'll start targeting a page and say, this guy's a bigot, this guy's comments are hateful, this guy's comments are in violation of community standards, her page is no good, her page is offensive. And next thing, you get the stuff pulled. You get the stuff blocked. Why? We violated community standards. Bogus. Nonsense. This page violated no standards on Facebook. Zero. Bogus. It gets pulled. Once it gets pulled, they reinstate my colleague's account. I get an update from Facebook, the weekly update that I get with the public pages. We have Ask Dr. Brown, God Has a Better Way, Queer Thing Happened to America. Queer Thing Happened to America is gone. No explanation, just gone. So it's a private company. They can do what they want to do. Well, number one, they do have standards that you have to operate by. And I don't believe that they have the right to arbitrarily remove something when it's not in violation of any standard, just because someone says they don't like it. All right, we have an attorney looking into that very thing for us. That's number one. Number two, they have every kind of offensive, gross, grotesque site. I asked folks to send me links. I didn't go looking most of the sites in details. Oh, come on. I'm talking about stuff that's so vile, if I read the title over the air, it's expletive blank, 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 expletive blank, blank. I mean, I barely say any of it. And it's about Jesus. It's about Israel. It's about God. It's about Christianity. And that's fine. That's up there. Some of them have over 100,000 participants. But no. You put up a link for a Queer Thing Happened to America, we're going to take that down. Here you go. Oh, how about this site? I Hate Christianity. Described as a group for those who hate all the prejudice, bull, blank, and ridiculous ideas that come with Christianity and really any other religions. Okay, they can have that up there. Doesn't that offend religious people? Doesn't that attack religious people? Well, not a problem, because it's religious people, not gay people. I'm not going to use the name Jesus here because it's too offensive, but there's another site with over 56,000 likes called Zombie J, with the caption, Zombie J only wants you for your brains. And then there's this page, which again, I will use the letter J rather than say Jesus. It's just too offensive. There's a page called Hitler Fetus is Our J. Yeah, this is on Facebook. How it survived even a day, I don't know, but it's there. In our cult religion, Hitler Fetus is our master. I mean, J, our savior. Or how about this little group? Why are Christians such chicken blank cowards? Again, I'm censoring out the profanity. Why are Christians such chicken blank cowards? The site states, every time some religious retard group that claims to have facts, truth, or to be able to defeat all atheists, they block any atheist who questions them. So this group is for all you big bad Christians who think you can talk blank, bring it, chicken blanks. So this is not in violation of Facebook standards. And this Hitler Fetus is Our J site is not in violation of community standards. But my page for Queer Thing Happened to America is, come on. Here are some of the responses that we got, overwhelmingly positive, but then a few folks, obviously they've been following this elsewhere and jumped in at the right time. Perhaps they're some of the ones that got the page pulled. And for the moment, we are pursuing this, of course. Here's some of the responses they sent me. Dr. Brown, a scam artist, snake oiling, selling grifter. Bigotry wrapped in prayer is still bigotry. Dr. Brown, in quotes, apparently my PhD does not merit the doctor moniker since I oppose gay activism. How about this comment? Poor Dr. Brown. Again, doctor in quotes. He's such a white conservative victim of the world with a horrible, they attacked my mustache. By the way, I don't get offended when my mustache gets attacked. I don't get offended when I get attacked, okay? The only reason I'm getting attacked is because I'm standing for righteousness. And as light, I'm exposing darkness. It's what part of what we're called to do is light exposes darkness. Karen, what does the world come to when hateful bigots, obviously like me, are no longer allowed to spread their hatred and bigotry wherever they want? What are you going to do with all that hate? Karen, it seems you may be the one with the hate. I've got a broken heart of love for those I differ with. I often get alone and agonize and pray with pain because of my love for those I differ with. Paul, you're all on the side of the dinosaurs, and you will be as extinct soon enough. Stop spending so much time caring about how other people live their lives. In the meantime, get lots of soap because you have the blood of every bullied or dead gay kid on your hands. Those bullies learn their hatred from adults like you. Paul, seems like you're learning the bully stuff pretty well. You seem to be learning the hatred stuff pretty well the way you're speaking. The message that we have for young people and old people, for those with same-sex attraction and those without it, the message we have is one of hope and salvation and forgiveness, new life in Jesus. Jason, brown as a dime a dozen con artists peddling fear and easy blame that takes away that fear to the gullible. I guess all you folks listening are the gullible, huh?
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks, friends, for joining us today. Thanks for being part of those who stand for truth. Those who are listening who differ, those who are listening that are glad that my Facebook page, A Queer Thing Happened to America, got pulled. Again, that's for the moment. We'll keep you updated on that. Those who think, yeah, well, you deserve it like this. You're bigoted. You're intolerant. Well, I'm glad you're listening. I really mean that. And in fact, while I know the vast majority of my audience is listening because they agree with me, and you're listening right now, primarily the vast majority because you agree, I'm glad that others listen that are not sure and others listen that are dead set against me. I genuinely mean that. Why? Because it makes me feel like persecuted. I got these people listening to it. No. Because it makes me realize I've got to be speaking to a whole lot of people at the same time. And what I say to believers and those who stand with me, I also want to say in a way that is intelligent and credible and Christ-like to those who differ with me. And if you're listening, that means there's the potential for dialogue with us. Now, how do you dialogue? You say, I don't want to call your program. Because you got the mic, and I don't want to call your program, okay? And I don't have time to start emailing you, and I know you don't have time to email back. So how can you dialogue with me then? Oh, it's real easy. Talk to the radio. Talk back to the radio, especially if you're in the car. Talk back to me. Well, I can't respond. Maybe I can intuitively sense what you're saying and feeling and respond to you. But have a dialogue like that. If you differ with me, talk back to the radio. And especially if you don't consider yourself a follower of Jesus, just yell and scream at the radio if you want. It won't hurt my feelings at all. Seriously, though, I'm glad you're listening if you differ. But to all those who are standing with me, I know that one reason God put me on the radio is to impart courage and strength and boldness to you. I know as I stand, it helps you stand. Look, it's just the way it is in the body. We all have that function, one way or another, that we strengthen and encourage others by what we do. And this is part of the beauty of being on national radio and through internet, international radio, that as I stand, I'm standing for you and with you, and I'm giving you encouragement and boldness to stand. It's one reason that we didn't bow down and capitulate when it came to publishing A Queer Thing Happened to America. I really, really felt that the Lord called me to write that book, worked on it for years. I worked on other projects over the time, but on and off for six solid years, and constantly doing research and thinking and reading about it, and above all, getting my heart more and more sensitive to the positions of those that I differed with. I really felt the Lord called me to write the book to help awaken the conscience of the nation. I have big goals in writing it that are impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And when I wrote the book, I really felt good about the title, A Queer Thing Happened to America. It really struck me as the right title. And I didn't use the word queer because it was offensive. I used the word queer because it's no longer offensive. I use it to illustrate how things have changed. You have to understand, I own books like the Queer Bible Commentary, Queering Elementary Education. And Queer Eye for the Straight Guy was a big national hit. Look, this was not like using the N-word that maybe a rap artist would use in-house or something like that, or two guys, you know, on the street might use one for another. No, This was something that was a public national TV show watched by gay and straight alike, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, and the cast of Queer Eye threw out the opening pitch. They threw out the opening pitch at a Fenway Park game in Boston. Yeah, Boston Red Sox Fenway Park game. That's how popular the show was, that the cast threw out the opening pitch and got resounding applause. Associated Press in 2003 said, Queer is now hipster mainstream. I really felt good about the title. Nancy, my bride now of 36 years, really felt good about the title. And I had other friends, Christian leaders, seminary heads, different ones say, Mike, don't change that title. I felt right and good about it. When publisher after publisher said, we can't publish it with that title, it's too controversial. I said, well, why is it controversial? The words, it may be controversial in our little conservative Christian circles, but in the world as a whole that I'm trying to reach, it's not controversial. That's why I'm using it. God forbid I'd use a word that was considered to be a slight or considered to be offensive. And that's why a lot of people don't like me using the word gay or lesbian. They just say homosexual. But I often say gay and lesbian because I'm trying to speak to people for whom that's their normal vocabulary. So when publishers said, we won't touch it, I never worked with a literary agent in my life. One we almost work with, and they're great to work with. That's fine. Many do. But I never had to. I never had. I finally worked with a literary agent. They farmed the book out. I said, I want to get it out to a secular publisher primarily, but they farmed it out to secular publishers, to Christian publishers, and they said, we cannot find a single person willing to take on your book. And I said, what's the reason? And they said, most said the contents are too controversial. Isn't that remarkable? For the things to be happening in society is not too controversial, but to report on them is too controversial. Oh. And every one of them said the title has to change. I remember I was in a hotel. I forget what state. I was in a hotel when I got the email from the literary agent saying most publishers thought the material was too controversial. Every one of them said the title needs to change. I remember sitting there at the desk in the hotel, reading that on my computer and literally punching the air and saying, praise God, we nailed it. This is the very thing that is hitting a nerve right here, and we are right on target. And when no publisher would put it out, we formed our own publishing house. Even as my 20th book, we formed our own publishing house called Equal Time Books, and we put it out ourselves because we were determined to be heard. And the results, the impact on readers has been dramatic across the country, and now requests to get it translated into Romanian and translated into other languages. We've gotten requests for several languages already, even though it's about America, saying we've got to get this message out in our country. It's urgent. Friends, we're not backing down in Jesus' name. Oh, I'm concerned about 100 other things, and every day we're working with our missionaries around the world, and we're working to reach Jewish people, and we're working to seek to stir believers to go deeper in God and for us to repent of our own sins. But by God's grace, we are not backing down. Thank you for standing with me. Thank you for praying for me. Thank you for making a difference with us. I mean that from my heart. Would you partner with us today? Your gift of $50, we will send you a copy of A Queer Thing Happened to America, 700-page hardcover for you. We'll send you a copy of that, plus my CD message, Holy Desperation, one of the most important messages I've ever preached in my life. And then you will sponsor two of these books, A Queer Thing Happened to America, getting into the hands of key national leaders. That will be to your heavenly reward and bounty as you do this. All right, it's basically $100 of material getting out for $50. You'll benefit, others will benefit, and this will help us with the radio broadcast. And this is a great day to become a torchbearer, to say, Mike, we're standing with you. We want to be monthly supporters with at least $25 or more per month. And if you'll call in and stand with us with this $50 gift, we'll credit that as your first month as a torchbearer and send you all these materials too. What do you think of that? Would you do that? 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978. One more time, 1-800-278-9978. Or go to my website, askdrbrown.org. Click on the online bookstore. My bottom line, friends, it is time for truth. It is not time to say, will this work out well for me? Will this be convenient for me? Will this be politically, financially successful for me? It's time to say, is this right? Well, we've told you that censorship was coming, that intimidation of free speech was coming. Hey, it hit home with me last night.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks, friends, for joining me today on the Line of Fire broadcast. I'm a little bit weak in body, got a little bit run down in the midst of travel, but my spirit is strong and burning for righteousness. Oh, you ready to get provoked in a holy way? You ready to get stirred in a holy way? You're about to. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. If you'd like to weigh in on the conversation, to let you know what's happening. We got censored by Facebook. Yeah, we got censored by Facebook last night, yesterday. Censored! The same social network with hundreds and hundreds of millions of people that, despite its recent problems as it's now open on the stock market, a company worth billions and billions of dollars, we've been censored by Facebook. The same Facebook that has some of the most horrific, ungodly, despicable, unclean sites imaginable. The same Facebook that has some of the most vile sites attacking Jesus, attacking the gospel, attacking the Bible, attacking the Christian faith, attacking Israel. The same Facebook site that allows those up, even though they've gotten multiple complaints on many of them. I know that for a fact. They pull my page for the book, A Queer Thing Happened to America, allegedly violating community standards. What utter bigotry and hypocrisy on the part of Facebook. And we are calling them to account and encouraging others to do the same. Now, if you'd like to share your heart or vent your frustration, the phone lines are open, 866-34-TRUTH. But please, as soon as you have an opportunity, maybe the first break, we'll have a two-minute break in a little while. Our breaks are very short here, but we've got a two-minute break, enough time for you to read the article. Go to townhall.com. Now, if you're driving, I've been guilty of this, and it's wrong. It's wrong to be looking at your phone, looking at the internet, answering emails, but you can just do it all audibly with your voice, okay? But to be reading, I've done it. I confess it. I repent. It's wrong. So don't do this while driving, all right? Sitting at a light, I guess that's allowed. But go to townhall.com and read the article, The Facebook Censor Strikes. And then click recommend, which will get it posted. If you're on Facebook, it'll get it posted on your Facebook page. And then others can read it. Click share. Someone told me that an article by Dave Hunt that was posted that dealt with gay activism got pulled. It means people complain. You say, well, don't they have a right to complain? Well, first thing is, if it doesn't violate standards, in other words, if someone just doesn't like it and it doesn't violate any Facebook standards, then they have no reason to pull it. That's the first thing. The second thing is, it is sheer hypocrisy. Double standard, and it comes down one way consistently, the pro-gay activist way, the anti-Christian way, and even the anti-Israel way in many ways. If there is an offensive, ugly, grievous, despicable anti-Jesus site up, hey, that's fine. No problem. Doesn't matter if you offend religious people. But let there be a site, a post, a comment that's considered offensive to gay activists and others, and Facebook might just take you down. Friends, it is a sign of things to come. Your freedoms of speech, conscience, and religion are under attack even as I speak.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Let me throw out a question for you. I asked on Monday if you thought that physical persecution was coming our way here in America. I didn't plan on asking that question. It came up part of my subject for Monday, but came up a little unexpectedly, and I asked it, and the phones basically rang off the hook for two straight hours. I want to throw out a related question for you. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. It's Wednesday. Our focus is on the world, on moral, cultural issues, and we are talking about Facebook pulling one of my pages, excuse me, the page from my book, A Queer Thing Happened to America, pulled by Facebook as allegedly in violation of community standards. Oh, you're going to hear in a moment some of the trash that's on there that they allow to be there. But, oh, don't you dare question gay activism, even in a respectful, gracious, documented way. Don't you dare do that. You'll be branded as offensive. So I've got a question for you. Do you feel that government-wide there is a war on religion? There have been strong accusations against the president and the current administration. Governor Rick Perry, when he was running for president, made the accusation that there was a war on religion. There are many who feel there's a war on Catholicism and Catholic organizations with the new Health and Human Services laws that would force Catholic institutions to violate some of their religious convictions. And then more broadly, if not a government war on religion, do you think that there is just a status quo politically correct attempt to censor opposing views? I've talked about it on the air. I assume that many of you agree with me. But do you feel that there is an overt attempt to censor opposing views, to shut down opposing views, to get those who differ, especially with gay activism, those who hold to biblical values? Hey, look, you can look at this more broadly than I was planning on today, but you can look at it more broadly and talk about those who, for scientific reasons, learned scholars, professors at universities who, for scientific reasons, differ with evolution, how they get censored, how they will have their tenured positions blocked because of opposition, how academic publications won't publish their stuff because it goes against the status quo. Do you think we're just paranoid and making this stuff up, or do you think it's actually out there? 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. So not only does my Facebook page get pulled, all right? Not only does my Facebook page for A Queer Thing Happened to America get pulled, but I asked friends on Facebook, do me a favor, go there to Facebook and pull out some of the sites there that are really offensive. Bear in mind, mine gets pulled, Queer Thing Happened to America, the link to my book, that gets pulled for allegedly violating community standards, which is a poor joke. It violates no community standards on Facebook. Whereas these sites, these sites are, oh, I don't know. How do I even read some of these? I asked friends to send me links to some of the bad sites that were there. Oh, all right. Jesus Jokes is one of them. I can't read the blurb there. Sorry. It's too gross. The F word followed by our Savior's name. And it has, 8,000 people like it, 7,958 likes on Facebook. The other one, over 3,000. All right. Prepare yourself. I mean, everything's going to be blanked out. Blank your blanking God, you ignorant, blinded, dumb blank. This has almost 3,000 likes. This is a place for people who are tired of hearing religious fanatics utter the most illogical blank, the kind of people that make you want to hold them down and give them a huge dose of reality. This is a place for people who are tired of catching blank because of lack of belief in fairy tales. That's okay. You're allowed to have that on Facebook? You're allowed to have that on Facebook, but you're not allowed? You are not allowed to have a site, a page, linked to my book, A Queer Thing Happened to America? The administrator who created that page for me, used to be our IT guy, a wonderful dear colleague and friend, was tremendous help to our ministry for years, sacrificially, now lives in another state with his wonderful family. He gets his account shut down. He goes to get on Facebook, shut down. He gets a note saying it's because you created this page. They're shutting him down because he started the page for my book, A Queer Thing Happened to America. Can you believe that? I'm not making this up. This is actually going on. They sent him a link to the site or picture of it, and it's got a picture of the front cover of my book, A Queer Thing Happened to America. And then they delete the page. They remove it. They don't even notify me. They remove it. I used to get a list of updates every week from Facebook. Here are your public pages. Ask Dr. Brown. God Has a Better Way. Queer Thing Happened to America. Here are the new people liking it, so on and so forth. And Queer Thing Happened to America was not a major one we used. It only had a few hundred people that quote, liked it. We didn't have a lot of activity on it because once the book came out, we didn't use it a lot. We could have, should have, but we didn't. So that means somebody found it and decided to go after it and try to get it pulled. That is exactly what happened. It's the only reason it happened, I can assure you. I'm trying to find the link behind that, but I can assure you that that happened. So they remove it. I just get the weekly update from Facebook automatically. I get every week for the public pages. It just doesn't exist. It's not there anymore. Pulled. So they reinstate his account after removing this page. They've got every kind of vulgar, insulting, gross thing. I document it all in the article. By the way, this is only a tiny sampling in my article, the Facebook censor strikes on Town Hall. And we're saying use Facebook right now to expose Facebook. So go to townhall.com, and if you have Facebook, click on recommend. You use Twitter, click on tweet. Let's get this out as widely as we can. To expose, it's okay to have an F Israel site with almost 55,000 likes. The emblem for that features a fully clothed man wiping his backside with an Israeli flag. Or the anti-Israel site with over 1,400 likes, which contains a large banner proclaiming Israel murderers. And for its emblem features a Star of David in a red circle with a no slash all bathed in blood. And then sites like I Hate Israel in Arabic with over 112,000 likes. Yep. Oh. Goes on and on. But Facebook finds Queer Thing Happened to America offensive. 866-34-TRUTH. Tom in Jefferson, Iowa. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hey, thanks, Michael. I wanted to say that the same thing happens on YouTube. You go and they have videos that talk about same-sex marriage, and if your comments must go through an approval process, and you get a message saying waiting approval. Well, if you're making a good argument against same-sex marriage, they never get approved. And yet they put up all kinds of, like you said, all kinds of people cussing out Christians, you know, F Christians and this, that, and the other thing, Christians. And those are all okay. But my comments that make a good case against same-sex marriage, those don't pass the approval process somehow.
Yeah, you're 100% right. I hear that constantly from folks. That's why it's always good to copy the comments that you make, because we normally don't think of it. We write it out, click, and we think it's just going to go through. But it's good to copy what you write as well to document that. Sometimes it's the person that puts the video up, and they decide they're going to delete certain things because they don't like them. And sometimes it's going to be YouTube administrators. I don't know how it works in every case. But the issue is the hypocrisy. The issue is the double standards. The issue is often the anti-Christian bigotry. And look, it's a public site. It's a worldly site. There's a lot of trash there for sure. But if these things are happening, we've got to expose them because it is a matter of censorship. It is a matter of discrimination. And if we don't expose it and address it, when it gets more and more severe, we've got no reason to complain. Thank you, Tom, for calling. Keep speaking the truth. Whether it gets posted or not, keep speaking the truth. I'm sure you will. Thanks. God bless you, man.
God bless you, too.
All right. Josh in Phoenix, Arizona. All right, we lost Josh. We'll get to some more calls on the other side of the break. Let me tell you about what's happening in the news. I mean, this stuff's just all over the place. All over the place. And can I tell you why? It's because Christians have been in retreat. It's because we're constantly on the defensive. It's because we are often ashamed of the gospel. It's because many times from the pulpit, we're just trying to be so sensitive and politically correct that we become compromisers. You know I'm telling the truth. You know I'm telling the truth. Friends, I'm not looking for another battle. I'm in enough battles. I'm not looking for more controversy. I'm in it day and night. However, I am committed to the Lord and the truth, period. I want to thank you for standing with me. I want to thank you for praying for me and praying for our team. And I want to thank you for standing up where you live, standing up in your place of influence and doing what's right. God is looking to back people who are standing up for what is right.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks, friends, for joining us today on The Line of Fire, talking about censorship, talking about intimidation, talking about those who want to shut us down from standing for righteousness. 866-34-TRUTH. What occasioned this is the fact that Facebook, without any possible justification, pulled my page for A Queer Thing Happened to America, the page for my book that's been up for over a year. They pulled it yesterday. We are confronting them with that now. I have an article on townhall.com, which will get, by God's grace, tens of thousands of hits, and already got 330-plus recommends on Facebook, which means it's being posted on other people's Facebook pages. We're using Facebook to confront Facebook. It's called The Facebook Censor Strikes. I'll give you an example later in the broadcast about some of the trash that is allowed to be there by the thousands, hundreds of thousands of likes is allowed to be there on Facebook. Those that don't use the internet is the largest social networking site with hundreds and hundreds of millions of active users. 866-34-TRUTH. Friends, we must speak what is right and true, regardless of the consequences and the cost. We must ask the Lord for wisdom. We must know when we are to speak and when we are not to speak. But we must be sure that it is not fear that is silencing us. We must be sure that it is not political correctness that is silencing us. We must be sure that it is not concern for our well-being that is silencing us. If we step back, it is for the sake of wisdom. If we step back, it is because we are trying to honor the Lord and not attack something at the wrong time. For example, you may be in a Muslim country, and you may know, okay, this is not the time to stand on the street corner and hold up the Bible and the Quran and say, which is really God's word, and it's the word of God. It may not be a time to do that, because that'll be your last message. There are times and places for everything. We need wisdom. But I would dare say that much of our so-called wisdom is a disguise for a cowardice. In fact, it reminds me of the quote from W.E. Sangster, Methodist preacher from several generations back, whose words I read in Leonard Ravenhill's classic book, Why Revival Tarries. Sangster said it. I've quoted it often in writing and on the air and speaking publicly. How shall I feel at the judgment if multitudes of missed opportunities pass before me in full review and all my excuses prove to be disguises of my cowardice and pride? Oh, hurts, doesn't it? Pierces, doesn't it? Let us not be cowards. Let us not cower in a corner. Let us come out in the light, speak the truth, regardless of cost or consequences. Ben in Cary, North Carolina, thanks for calling The Line of Fire.
Hi, Michael. This is Ben. We had dinner together in Nashville at NRB last February. And one of the breakout sessions, I don't know if you attended of it, was by and from Facebook. It was a lady who actually worked for Facebook. Did you go to that?
No, I didn't.
Well, she gave her name and email address. So now you said you were confronting them. Do you have the name of someone inside the organization that you can actually communicate with?
Unfortunately, all I have is the public information. We have contacted a Christian attorney friend to ask them how they respond. We understand it's a private company, but
right.
The only information I've had is the public information that we're just working our way through those channels. But I would love to And all we're doing, of course, when I say confronting, is just saying, hey, this is wrong. Why did this happen? And look at these other sites that you have. But if you've got some...
I was just wondering if you had somebody inside that you were working with. And if not, if you want to keep me on the line, I've got to go into the house. I'm in my driveway. I've got to go in the house and get that name for you. But I can give it to your screener. And it's an actual live human being that you can talk to within the Facebook organization. Right. She was at NRB.
Ben, that is awesome. That's one of the reasons we air these things publicly. All right. Thank you, sir. It was great meeting you in Nashville. I'm going to put you on hold, and Andrew will be picking up. Again, thank you so much. And this is teamwork. All right. God bless you. Stay right there, sir. Let's go to James in Raleigh, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
How you doing, Dr. Brown?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm actually calling. I had a similar incident. I just wanted to bring it up with Facebook and actually the blogger that's hosted by Google does mm-hmm. the same thing. I had a blog up entitled "Is Christ Lord?" and I was putting up a lot of, I guess you could call it, controversial topics related to today and taking a biblical perspective on them. I had links to your website and several other websites up. And it was removed without any kind of warning. It was locked for a week on supposed copyright infringement, which was cleared. Apparently somebody reported it for that, and then they investigated and said that was fine. But then they pulled it down like 2 days later, basically because they said that the content within the blog was in opposition to their usage policies.
Wow. And were you able to find out specifically what they claimed was in violation?
I haven't received any feedback from one yet. I sent an email to them requesting, you know, citation on what was against their usage policy because I read their usage policy.
Yep.
But apparently they haven't given me any response yet. I'm going to assume that it was either one of the last couple of blogs I posted, which were dealing with homosexuality and homosexual marriage and why it's not biblical and God's perspective on it and, you know, loving the sinner but hating the sin. But apparently that's still considered too offensive.
Yeah, and I'm sure, James, that you can go to sites there that are, say, gay-sponsored that bash our beliefs and mock us in the crudest, cruelest terms, and those are not considered offensive. Hey, let's keep standing up and doing what's right. If we get shut down in one place, we'll go another place, and every attempt to silence us in the end will get the message out all the more clearly. Keep on doing what is right, James. God bless you, and pursue this however you can. Keep us updated. Feel free to shoot an email to the website with information, okay?
Will do. You have a blessed day, Dr. Brown.
All right, you too. God bless you. Hey, friends, we're not making this up. And listen to me. Please, listen. I'll get into this more in a little while. This is coming the way of our pulpits. This is coming the way of our Christian stations. Hear me, friends. I'm not making this up. All right. Here's a great way to stand with me on a national level. For your gift of $50 today, we'll send you a copy of A Queer Thing Happened to America, which I'm holding in my hand right now. 700 pages, meticulously documented. Every chapter, eye-opening, will change your perspective deeply and dramatically. We'll send you a copy of the book, plus my audio CD, Holy Desperation, one of the most important messages ever preached in my entire life. Your heart will be stirred and ignited by it. And then, in your name, before the Lord, two of these books will get in the hands of key leaders across America, so you will get the credit for getting these books into the hands of key pastors, leaders, academics, even political candidates across the country. Actually, you'll get in their hands. You will get the reward for it. That's your gift of $50 will accomplish a whole lot. And if you say, hey, I'd like to become a monthly supporter, at least $25 a month, I want to start it with my gift of $50 today, we'll make you a torchbearer. You will become a regular monthly supporter and get all the benefits that our supporters get and get all these materials sent to you and sent out in your name. Would you stand with us today? This is a great day to do it, isn't it? 1-800-278-9978. That's 1-800-278-9978. One more time, 1-800-278-9978. Or go to the website, askdrbrown.org. Click on the online bookstore, and you can do it right there online. Hey, our website hasn't been shut down yet. Here we are. Forward march in Jesus' name.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution.
Get into the line of fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Well, friends, we are standing for truth here on the Line of Fire broadcast and are not backing down. And the more people try to censor us and the more people try to silence us and the more people try to shut us down, the more, by God's grace, we will speak up. I'm a little weak in body today, fighting some things off, but I tell you, I am strong in spirit, and we are standing together. If God is for us, who can be against us? Wow, through Jesus. Think of it, through Jesus. We who were rebellious sinners, through Jesus, are not only in right relationship with God, but he's now for us. Wow, as we stand to do his will, he is for us. By God's grace, we are standing. Thanks for standing with us. Here's the number to call if you'd like to weigh in, if you have experienced censorship, if you have experienced intimidation online, censoring of your views, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Quick review for all of you just joining us now. I wrote an article on townhall.com called The Facebook Censor Strikes. I received the news yesterday that the Facebook page for my book, A Queer Thing Happened to America, was deleted for allegedly violating Facebook's community standards. But and I'm going to use the letter J rather than say Jesus because this is too offensive. But Facebook pages like Hitler Fetus is Our J, Zombie J, and a host of other grossly offensive pages apparently do not violate these standards. The Facebook page for my book had been online for about 1 year, containing reader comments, links to reviews, and relevant news links that some members would post. All in all, the page was quite benign and being older, fairly inactive. I don't know. We had like maybe 400 people that were involved with this. It's tiny for Facebook. As for the book itself, A Queer Thing Happened to America, it's carefully and compassionately written, meticulously documented, and in reality, an expose of hate speech rather than an example of hate speech. Yet the Facebook page, which featured the cover of the book, allegedly violated Facebook's community standards. I found out that the page had been removed when the creator of the page posted on his personal Facebook page, quote, "Facebook locked my account and showed me this, saying this page I created last year violated their community standards. Wow." The note from Facebook contained a copy of the front cover of my book and stated, "We remove the following content you posted or were the admin of because it violates Facebook's statements of rights and responsibilities." What are some of these rights and responsibilities? Under the safety heading, Facebook list, number 6, you will not bully, intimidate, or harass any user. Number 7, you will not post content that is hate speech, threatening, or pornographic, incites violence, or contains nudity or graphic or gratuitous violence. Did my page or the book violate any of these standards or any others listed? Absolutely, categorically not, and yet it was removed. At the same time, Facebook allows pages like these, some of which have to be edited here because of profanity. This is from my article on Town Hall, The Facebook Censor Strikes. Please, as soon as you have an opportunity, go there. Go to townhall.com, read the article, The Facebook Censor Strikes. If you're on Facebook, click recommend. We're using Facebook to confront Facebook. If you use Twitter, tweet it. Get the word out however you can. So I note here are Facebook sites that are allowed to be there. I Hate Israel in Arabic with 112,666 likes. How about this one using the F word? F Israel. It's spelled out on the side. I thought no profanity. Well, maybe it doesn't list profanity. Maybe profanity is okay, especially if it's against Israel. 54,827 likes. The emblem features a fully clothed man wiping his backside with an Israeli flag. That's okay. How about anti-Israel with 1,434 likes? It contains a large banner proclaiming Israel murderers. And for its emblem, it features a Star of David in a red circle with a nose slash all bathed in blood. That's okay. But my page for A Queer Thing Happened to America is considered to be in violation of the standards? You got to be kidding me. How about this website, this Facebook page? I'll use J instead of Jesus again. I Hate J. The blurb, burning churches, stapling nuns, eating your blank whilst blanking your mother. That's okay? Friends, we're not backing down.
God of light, hear our cry. Send the fire.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks, friends, for joining us today on The Line of Fire broadcast. Just sent a note out to Facebook through a contact we were given by one of our callers who is at the National Religious Broadcasters Conference in Nashville, Tennessee. This February, we had a meal together, and I want to reiterate this. What we're talking about now, censorship, attack on free speech, this is coming to a pulpit near you. This is coming to a pulpit near you. And look, on the larger level, California right now, all of our listeners in our great San Diego station, you know about this. All over California, you know about this. We have many listeners all over the state. SB 1172 is on its way through to passage. You need to be contacting your legislators and raising your voice against this. It would ban counseling. Psychiatrists, psychologists, therapists, professional counselors would ban them from counseling someone under 18 years old, even with parental permission, who had unwanted same-sex attractions. I'm not happy with my sexuality. I feel there's some roots to why I'm attracted to the same sex. I want to have a normal marriage and family. These things violate my religious moral convictions. Can you help me? No, illegal. Illegal. Now, a 15-year-old could go for counseling and say, you know, I feel I'm trapped in the wrong body. I feel I'm a man in a woman's body. And the counselor could work with them, work with the family. A 10-year-old could come in and, yeah, okay, well, let's start to transition you and let's get you dressing like the opposite sex. And then let's look into hormone blockers to stop the onset of puberty. And let's explore sex change operations when you get a little later in your teens. That would be legal. I mean, this is atrocious. SB 1172 is on its way through to passage, friends, unless enough voices rise up to stop it and righteousness rises up to stop it. What about adults? Adults will be strongly discouraged. You go to a therapist saying, I'm unhappy. I'm a male. I'm attracted to men. I don't want to be. Can we try to explore this? You'll have to sign disclaimers. This could be dangerous. This will not work. It's outrageous. Friends, I'm telling you, once again, those who came out of the closet, people we love and pray for and want to see come to know the Lord and be whole and free. People who came out of the closet want to put us in the closet. That's the reality. It's Wednesday. We focus on the world. We focus on moral cultural issues here on The Line of Fire. With Facebook censoring me as of yesterday, we are using Facebook to expose this, to get the word out, to share the hypocrisy, to say if you're going to have Facebook sites, and again, I'll use J rather than say Jesus. It's just too vulgar. Zombie J. With the caption, Zombie J only wants you for your brains, and Hitler fetuses are J. This is the title of a page on Facebook. Those are okay. You can have those. But don't dare have a site linking to a book that meticulously and carefully and compassionately takes issue with gay activism. It's coming to a pulpit near you. Pastors, hear me. I'm not one of these Chicken Little guys. The sky's falling. I'm not some date setter. I'm not, I believe God's going to turn the tide. I believe God's going to turn the tide. But we're going to have to stand up and start doing what's right now. It's easy now. If we don't stand and do what's right now, then it's easy. What happens when it becomes difficult? Steve in Charlotte. We lost Steve in Charlotte. Let's go to Todd in Tampa, Florida. Thanks for calling The Line of Fire.
No, Dr. Brown, I'm glad you're still fighting a good fight, and you've got a lot of, you know, millions of listeners that are going to stand with you and fight the good fight of Jesus Christ, Lord and King and Master and Owner, the Creator of the United States of America and all people. And, you know, it goes back to not only censorship, but it's deeper than that, okay? It's an attack on the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Holy Son of God, who's done nothing. But these people are coming again. People don't like to be told that righteous, you know, they don't want to hear the truth. And then,
isn't it ultimately a battle of light versus darkness and really an assault on Jesus and who he is? It really is. I mean, it's one thing if we're foolish, obnoxious, mean spirited, and people don't like us. But when we just stand up for what's right, when we stand up for biblical values or godly values or family values and you get trashed for it, You're absolutely right. So Todd, how should we feel then if ultimately this is not about us, it's about Jesus? How should we feel?
Well, the Master, the King of Kings, the great I Am, said, "He who's ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of in front of my Father." So our country is, you know, and I know you got to understand, Mark Zuckerberg owns Facebook, and who is with Facebook? The president. Okay, and so here you have a situation where it's deeper than that, and you're going to have to, as an individual, as an American citizen, okay, you know, you're going to have to, you're either standing with righteousness and Jesus Christ, or you're not standing with him. But this is your decision day has come. Barack Obama has chosen a different path, okay? And we're the American people and the lovers of Jesus Christ are against him, because there's no vine.
Yeah, and
no
Todd, fruit. just to jump in, and I remember we've chatted a couple of times, so I was waiting for this to turn to the president. Let us absolutely keep the focus on righteousness. Of course, I cannot vote for a president based on righteousness. I don't have a lot of hope in Mr. Romney based on righteousness. But Todd, what you remind us of is this is a battle that must be fought spiritually. Yes, get involved politically, absolutely, and vote based on righteousness as much as you're able to. And if you can't vote at all because there is no righteousness at a certain place, I understand that. But Todd reminds us, ultimately, this is a spiritual battle, and ultimately, the attack is on our loyalty to Jesus. These are just things that expose the issues. Follow. These are things that expose the wider, broader issues. Todd, thanks for the call and the word of encouragement. 866-34-TRUTH. Levi in Salt Lake City. We've lost Levi. No, it's not aliens today getting people cut off before they get to the phone. Not sure what it is, Andrew, but we've got enough folks to get to. Jeff in Salt Lake City, Utah, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hi, yeah. I just barely caught what you said you had a page on Facebook and they deleted it. Is that right?
Yeah, here's the deal. I've got my personal Facebook page, which ran to the limit of 5,000 friends a long time ago. Then I've got the public page, which we started after that, Ask Dr. Brown, A-S-K-D-R Brown. That's got, I don't know, like almost 6,000 people that are involved there. And then we have a couple of other smaller pages. One of them was with my book, A Queer Thing Happened to America. So you can do that. You can take out a public page, you know, because you wrote a book. Right. So my page for A Queer Thing Happened to America got pulled yesterday. And they shut down the account of the administrator who posted it. Exactly. That's what's happened.
Yeah, I had a fan page for another radio show that I really like a lot. And I actually had your book posted on there. And they deleted my account, but it was about 8 months ago.
Really? And what reason did they give you for it, sir?
They didn't give me a reason. They just did it. It was just one day it was there, and the next day it was gone.
Wow!
I only had 150 likes on it, but I was getting, you know, that was when they were counting the number of people that were being reached by it, mm-hmm. and I was reaching something like 3,000 people a day, and I don't know if you mind me saying the name of the.
No, say the name of the show. Go ahead.
It was Radio Liberty.
Uh-huh.
And I had quite a few posts on there. I posted stuff from yours. I saw from lots of different sources. And one day I went to log on, it was gone, completely gone. And that was when they still had discussion pages on there.
Yep.
And then
these things happen all the time. And if it's one thing if they just didn't want controversy, and anything that was potentially controversial, Republican, Democrat, Christian, Buddhist, atheist, gay, straight, no controversy, this is just a place where people come and hang out. But it's quite the opposite. And all you need, Jeff, is a few folks who differ with you to gang up and they send in, "We find this offensive." And you can do that. If somebody posts on my page, I can report it. I find this offensive or abusive. And if a few people will do that, then you can actually get something pulled. And at the same time, Jeff, as you know, there are the most vulgar, anti-God, anti-Jesus, anti-Christianity sites imaginable, anti-Israel sites, some that clearly incite violence and are as profane and ugly as imaginable. And those are okay. You can have every kind of gay Jesus site and gays bashing Jesus site, and that's okay. But God forbid that you take issue with homosexual activism on Facebook. Someone will try to shut you down. We're confronting them in truth. Thanks, Jeff. Hey, go for it. See if you can go for it in another way on Facebook.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
I just spotted this comment from a few minutes ago on Town Hall. If you haven't gone to Town Hall yet, please go to the website townhall.com. Great articles posted every day. I write normally one or two articles a week there, sometimes even more. Townhall.com. Read my article, The Facebook Censor Strikes. It will get you caught up on how Facebook has now censored me. And my book, A Queer Thing Happened to America, by God's grace, we are confronting that, and we will get that restored. But the more they try to silence us, the more we will get the word out. Concealed Carry wrote this on townhall.com. There is a gay agenda, a very narrow, very clear agenda, and your book, Dr. Brown, is far outside of that agenda. Views like yours must be silenced whenever possible. And when it's not possible to silence your views, you must be personally denigrated and marginalized. Once again, you have been paid a very high compliment, being targeted by gay hate mongers for censorship and ridicule. It sure is an upside-down world. Concealed Carry, yes, thank you for those kind words. And yes, I know they are true. Again, we're using Facebook to confront Facebook. So read the article on townhall.com, The Facebook Censor Strikes, and then click on Recommend if you're on Facebook, to get it onto as many pages as possible so as many people as possible can read this. And internally, we are dealing with Facebook directly as well. Let me grab one more call. Lisa in Akron, Ohio, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hi there. I guess my opinion anymore is that I'm very disappointed and disgusted with the way our nation's going as far as our Christian roots. And I do believe it is a spiritual battle. And our nation doesn't understand that the more they go away from Christianity, they're actually going into darkness and not light and freedom.
Yeah. It's not progress. It's not enlightenment. It's not tolerance. It's the opposite.
Exactly.
And soon enough, it comes to bite you. You know, look, in my party years as a teenager, I thought I was being liberated. I thought I thought I was free. And, you know, the whole sexual revolution and the drugs and everything, and realize after a couple of years I'm completely bound by drugs. My life is degenerating and deteriorating. That's the deception of sin in general. And, Lisa, as I see you're in Akron, Ohio, God willing, right after the show today, I fly up to Cleveland to speak at an event hosted by Salem Communications, where I'll be speaking to, I don't know, maybe 150 or so pastors and leaders from greater Cleveland. So remember to pray that God would use this as I stand to strengthen and encourage leaders. And Lisa, we've got to seize this as a spiritual battle for the nation. That's exactly what it is. And I don't see written in the Bible a guarantee that America is going to go to hell in a handbasket. Perhaps by God's grace, there can be a turning. Perhaps by God's grace, there can be an awakening. But it's going to start with you and me. It's going to start with the church. It's going to start with the leadership. And from there, it will spill out to the world. Thank you for calling in. You know, we keep our faith strong in the Lord. We keep our faith focused in Him. And even in the midst of discouragement around us, we can be encouraged. Friends, would you pray for the impact of that meeting tomorrow morning on listeners, on pastors and leaders in greater Cleveland? Would you pray for that? And pray for my ongoing strength. I just got run down over the weekend and got hit with a couple of different things that stole some sleep. And as a result of that, just came down a little bit sick. And anyway, I'm charged on the inside, let me tell you. But during the breaks, I'm just closing my eyes a little bit and resting, you know, for a minute or two just to get renewed. But friends, this is our time to stand. This is our time to stand. Sometimes there is so little contrast between light and darkness. We're so much kind of in the middle, and the darkness doesn't seem that dark, and the light isn't that bright. But the darkness is dark. Darkness is dark in our society in 100 different fronts. Now's the time for us to let our light shine. Friends, when it was time for me to publish A Queer Thing Happened to America, we could not find a major publisher who would go near it. We could not find a major publisher who would touch the book. And in particular, I wanted to get it out with a secular publisher more than a Christian publisher. And we worked with a literary agent for the first time. They farmed it out to other leading publishers. They couldn't get anyone to touch it. We formed our own company, Equal Time Books, and put the book out. And if you don't have a copy of it yet, on the back cover, instead of endorsements, maybe in a second edition we'll have endorsements because we've gotten some wonderful, moving endorsements from top leaders. But in the back of the book, the back cover where you'd normally have endorsements, instead we have all the rejections. I didn't mention names because I didn't want to embarrass anybody. And it says on the back cover, the book that the publishers were afraid to touch, and we formed our own publishing house called Equal Time Books. Do you know, for months, Nancy and I brainstormed about what's a good name for a publishing house? What's a good name? Let's think of it. It could be anything. I mean, it could be ABC Books. It could be anything. We'd be driving down the road and we'd see a street name, you know, Lancaster Avenue. We're just bouncing things off and come up with this name that just didn't fit because we're going to launch our own publishing house to get the book out. It's my 20th book. First, we couldn't get anyone to publish, but all the more were we going to get it out. And it hit me one day flying, Equal Time Books. Make it one word, Equal Time Books, capital E, capital T, Equal Time Books. And I called her. She liked it, too. I checked it with others. They liked it, too. And so it's our own book. And on the back cover, we have all the reasons it was rejected. How about this? A publishing insider told me, I'd be better off burning the money in my fireplace. The economics of publishing a book like this are bleak. God provided money for us to print the first 10,000 copies. We have it out in ebook, and it has gotten into the hands of some of the leading politicians in America. In their hands, yeah. It has gotten in the hands of some top academic leaders, in the hands of some top African-American pastors, top Southern Baptist pastors, other leaders, people of influence, media leaders. Pray with me for the book to have a massive impact, an awakening impact on the nation, because by God's grace, we are not backing down. And here's how you can partner with me. Every one of you can pray, and many of you can do this. For your gift of $50, your one-time gift of $50, we'll send you a copy of A Queer Thing Happened to America. It sells for $27.99. We'll send you a copy of this, plus my message, Holy Desperation, one of the most important messages I ever preached in my life. I'm telling you, it's a supercharged message. When you listen to it, you'll be impacted. Plus, we'll send two copies of the book to leaders. And you'll sponsor books that have been sent out or that we are sending out to top leaders across the nation. So they'll be sent out in your name before the Lord. You get the reward, the blessing of that. It's basically $100 of material, including postage, that we'll do for $50. You'll benefit, others will benefit, and we'll even have money to put towards our radio broadcast. But call today to stand with us. 1-800-278-9978. That's 1-800-278-9978. One more time, 1-800-278-9978. Or go online to askdrbrown.org. And click on the online bookstore if you'd like to do this online. And hey, why not become a monthly torchbearer? Stand with us for at least $25 or more per month. Join our growing army of torchbearers. And we'll send you the book and the CD and these other books out in your name for your first gift this month. We'll do that, all right? Just to stand together. And then you can be a regular partner with us. We'll send you a new audio message every month. You get free access to our online classes. And we also I'll give you a discount, 15% discount on our online bookstore. So here's the number to call, 1-800-278-9978. Oh yeah, together we're making a difference. Friends, this is a moment in history we've been made for. This is a moment in history we've been waiting for. A moment of great darkness, apostasy, hypocrisy. Time for us to stand and shine. I've said it before, now is the time.